Where do you live?
I live in Queens, New York, Southern Albany County.
What do you do as your profession?
I'm a retired registered nurse.
How have you seen your profession impact the community that you're in now? And maybe even because of the times that we're now with COVID, how have you seen your profession make a positive impact on the lives of local residents?
Well, as a retired nurse, I am a member. I joined the Albany Medical Reserve Corps volunteer group from Albany County many years ago, actually. And we were asked and activated to help with the vaccinations and as well as contact tracing. So I, as a nurse myself, did that for folks in our community. We have had Albany County Sheriff's Office run several vax clinics in the town. And so from my perspective, that's been the primary way I, as a nurse, and the school nurses at the Ravenna Queeman Selkirk High School system have also been involved.
Great, thank you. And I always like to ask people that question because I think it gives a nice perspective of the positive contributions an individual citizen in the area can make. So I think that's awesome. So are there any environmental concerns in your area, in the city that you live in?
Yes, Joe, there is. We live in the shadow of the Lafarge Wholesome Cement Plant, which has been located and is located next to our high school and middle schools right across the road. Also, several miles from our elementary schools in the school district. And Lafarge Wholesome has a long history of environmental violations starting back over 10 years ago when they were spewing from their smokestacks, when they were making their product cement into the atmosphere that contained very high levels of mercury. So as a result, $10 million in fines, they had to rebuild their stacks. However, that didn't stop them from continuing their quest to start to want to burn waste and tires in their cement kiln to fuel the production of their cement that would supplement the coal they currently burn, cost them less money, but of course, spew toxins and waste into the air that would spread everywhere, not just in our community.
What are some of the things that you guys have done in respect to, have you guys done protests against Lafarge? What are some of your guys' actions and maybe successes?
Well, our first big success that happened was back in the end of 2016-17 when Judith Ank, who we all know is our environmental guru here in the Capital Region and beyond, she heard through another environmentalist that Lafarge Wholesome was in conversations and talks with the state of Connecticut to begin to import waste and tires into their cement kiln to begin to burn those, that waste and tires. And that kicked off a press conference. Our town board that was currently running the town said, stop, this can't happen. We spent about a year working on a clean air law that would severely restrict burning of tires in our cement kiln there. And that was a big victory when that bill passed. At the same time, Albany County, we had a county legislator in our district who also said, we need to do this at the county level. So that took about a year and a half to pass a clean air law, a little less restrictive than we would have liked, but we had many people who showed up, who came to the public hearings, who spoke out, not just from our community, but beyond. That bill passed as well. Most recently, the end of 2019, we found out our town board that flipped at the last election. The incumbents now, they were all funded by big money, by Port Aquemans company, by Lafarge Wholesome. They won their election. We have now 5 non-environmentalists and friends on this town board. As soon as they came into office, they decided to amend our clean air law in the town of Queemans. And by doing the amendments with one hearing for public hearing during COVID, they voted on these amendments. It passed unanimously. But what these amendments did was strip out every single protection for tire and waste burning that was in that law. Because of a crazy regulation in New York State environmental law called Home Rule, no longer does our bill, our law, apply in our town, but also the Albany County bill no longer applies. So currently, if the DEC would want to renew a permit, which they did deny the permit, their old permit to burn tires, if they did renew their permit, you know, there is no protection anywhere in New York State to prevent them from starting this. We had protests. We tried for a permissive referendum in the town. Right around Christmas time, we got 254 people to sign a petition going to the town saying, we want to be able to vote on this amendment changes, and they threw out our petition. So that's where we are right now. Our Clean Air Coalition of Greater Ravenna Queemans has really ramped up its activities since then. We've been working with Lights Out Norlight, some of the other larger environmental groups around the communities. So that's where we are right now. We're still waiting and hoping that we're going to be able to influence legislation that will stop waste and tire burning within New York State and also hopefully anywhere in the country.
Yeah, no, I'm really impressed by all the accomplishments and the resiliency you guys have had to go through. When did you guys first hear about the Norlight struggle up in Cohoes?
I have to say it was through my work with the Albany County League of Women Voters. We have a advocacy program committee, and that the Norlight issue came to the forefront from them, and then also through Judith Enck, of course, because our Clean Air Coalition is very plugged into her initiatives and activism as well when it comes to incineration, fossil fuels, and waste.
My next question is, do you think that the DEC is doing an adequate job to protect residents of New York State from these types of polluters?
I would have to say, on balance, until recently, no. No, they have not. And we have experienced that in our community, as well as I know you have with Norlight has been an issue. You know, we've had meetings with the DEC face-to-face asking for information about permitting process, beneficial use determinations, all of these things that are happening and going under the radar by the Lafarge Holcim plant, and it's not been an easy relationship. On the other side, I do understand that the DEC has been severely underfunded over the last several years. It is not the same organization that I think it was when it was first started. I really feel that the DEC does a great job with all the recreational pieces, which is kind of their green face. That's what everybody sees, you know, the fishing, the hunting, the hiking, the trails, but they don't understand the power that they have over these environmental issues, which are way more equally as important. I feel New York State needs a completely different environmental watchdog organization, not selected by the governor and any other of the big polluters in the state. They can't be involved any longer because they have their fingers in there.
So do you think that facilities like Lafarge and Norlight should be located in a residential area or by a school?
No. Would anyone? I mean, we do our activism down in our community, Joe, you know, we ask people, and it doesn't matter what their political affiliation is, who they voted for, who they believe in. When we went around door to door during COVID, by the way, to get signatures on our petition for the referendum in the dead of winter in a snowstorm, people had no idea this was happening, and they did not want to see our clean air law in our town stripped of the protections. People do not want to see waste and garbage and industrialization of our community.
My final question is, do you believe that Norlight and Lafarge should remain open?
Should they remain open? Norlight for sure needs to shut its doors. Absolutely shut its doors. I would love to see Lafarge go as well, but I don't see that happening unless there's some kind of a revolution, because the Lafarge Holcim multinational corporate headquarters, you go on their website, you can look at their you know, corporate documents and their public relations. They are absolutely focused on burning tires and waste to help reduce carbon as their green strategy when they're making cement. So we don't hold out much hope that that's going to happen where we are. But I believe absolutely Norlight is a travesty, and never should be shut down now. There's no need for that plant to be there. And then all those people that live at Saratoga sites, that's a polluted wasteland for God knows how long. Those people need to be relocated to new places that are going to meet their needs and be safe for everyone to breathe and go out and, you know, enjoy, you know, the parks, enjoy their backyard.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today. I think it was really valuable getting a perspective of our southern allies down in Queens and to talk about the northern allies up in Lights Out Norlight. So thank you so much for speaking with me today.